How is it going, everybody? Welcome back to Social Media Marketing School. For those of you that are new here, I am your host, Ethan Bridge. And before we dive into today's episode, I just want to make sure that you've hit that follow button or that subscribe button, depending on what platform you are listening on. And if you are listening on Apple Podcasts and you enjoy what you hear today, I would really appreciate if you head over to the show page, scroll to the bottom, and leave the podcast a 5-star rating and review. But now we've got that out the way, I just want to start off by saying thank you all for tuning in, and let's dive straight in to today's episode. So if you actually want to make money on social media, you have to have the trust and authority from your audience in order to be able to leverage them to get them to do something like buying your product or service. But actually building that trust and authority on social media platforms is much easier said than done. Not only does it take a lot of time, it takes a lot of work. So today I wanted to just give 3 quick tips on how you can actually build trust and authority on pretty much any social media platform. So without any further ado, let's dive straight into tip number 1. And this is arguably the quickest and easiest. And I said, yes, this takes a lot of time and a lot of work, but this one's easy to get people to go, oh, this person clearly knows what they're talking about. And that is to show results that you've helped other people achieve. If you can prove to others that you can help other people achieve what you say you can help them achieve through results, through testimonials, then people are going to pretty much instantly show some element of trust towards you, but it also shows your authority because it shows you are telling the truth. You can do what you say you can do and you know what you're talking about. But it's important that these results that you show come with legitimate proof. I don't want screenshots that can be pulled from anywhere or edited text that can be pulled from anywhere. I want video testimonials. I want people going through full-on transformations. I want people actually showing others what they've done because of your help. Not a revenue screenshot, not charts, nothing like that. Real solid testimonials, because I hate to say it, but there are a lot of people out there faking results. And thankfully, it's not so much in the space that we're all in. And I'm not going to name any industries because I don't want to annoy anyone or do that sort of thing. But people do post fake results in order to try and get other people to buy their products or service. So it's important to be very mindful of that and ensure that the people that you do buy from have legitimate testimonials and are showing legitimate results. And it's very easy to see when something's real or not. We're all smart people. We can notice a fake testimonial from a mile away. So it has to look legit. It has to be legit. That's what I'm saying. But showing results, showing testimonials, showing transformations are the quickest way to build authority and trust with your audience, because they'll be thinking, right, I'm following the right person here to help me with what I want to learn, because they have clearly helped other people do what I want to achieve. And again, that builds your authority because you are proving you can do what you say you do, and you are proving that the advice and tips you provide to others actually work. Now, moving on to tip number 2, and this kind of is in relation to the content you create and the way you engage with your audience. In fact, it is exactly that. But if you want to build trust and authority with your audience, one of the best ways to do that through your content is to create video content. Because what video content does is it shows you. You can't lie through video content in the sense of showing your personality. You're showing how you teach. You're showing people the way you talk. You are showing people your personality. And it's a great way of building that deeper connection with your audience, because video content provides that substance that single image posts and carousels don't. It's very difficult to showcase your personality and the way you teach through written word or through infographics. You have to be an incredibly good copywriter to show that personality through that sort of content. Whereas in video content, you can express yourself however you wish to express yourself, and people will build a quicker connection with you through video content than they would through those single images and those carousels. So it's really important that you are showing up on your stories, that you are creating reels, that you are creating videos, and if you would feel comfortable doing so, going live, because this video content allows you to connect with your audience, which will build that trust, because trust is all about connection. But again, it will establish authority, because it's much more difficult to create video content and go live and actually talk about things into a camera than it is to just write and type and then create a infographic or a carousel, because you have to actually speak it. You have to be able to present it in a way that's understandable, and it's obviously much harder to do that on video content. So if you're able to do that, it showcases, in my opinion, yourself as that authority within your niche. Now, not only that content that you create, once you create that content, it's really important that you continue to engage with your audience. You can't just post and ghost. You have to actually engage with your audience if you want to build that trust. And that's why posting to your stories is really important, because it shows that raw, unedited version of you. Going live allows you to have that real-time conversation with people, responding to comments, responding to DMs. You have to do it all. It sounds like a lot of work, but that's the way it is. If you want to build trust, if you want to build authority, if you therefore want to build a successful business, you have to put in the work. It's not easy. This is what so many people don't understand. They start, they think it's going to be easy because somebody's told them that it is going to be. It's not. It's a lot of work, and you have to do it all the time. If it were easy, everyone would do it and we'd all be millionaires. How nice would that be? But that's not the case. So be prepared to put in the work, be prepared to always engage with your audience, because that's what you have to do if you want to build trust with them. Now, moving on to point number three, this is a very, very simple one to round things off, and it may be simple, but it's incredibly important, and that is that you need to stay consistent. You need to post minimum, in my opinion, 5 times a week, and you need to be present on your stories. As I said, you need to go live, you need to respond to DMs all the time. You have to do it all, and you have to do it consistently. You can't just be this person that shows up 1 month, goes away for a few weeks, comes back, posts a few times again, goes away again, comes back. There's no way you're going to be able to build a solid connection with an audience by doing that. I post 3 podcast episodes a week. Sometimes I miss one. I'm sorry, but I try my hardest to post 3. I post to Instagram 5 times a week. I'm always showing up. And you guys understand that, and you tune back in, and you know when I'm going to show up. And because I show up all the time, I feel like I've built a good connection with you guys. And I hope that is reciprocated, and that you've got to know me. You've got to know my teaching methods. You've got to know my personality. It's very strange having not met any of you. Well, I've met a couple in person, but having not met the majority, 99.9% of you in person. Because I talk to you 3 times a week. You listen to me for 15 minutes every week, 3 times a week. And you consume all my content and see me on a daily basis. It's strange, but that's what building an audience is all about. That's what building that trust is all about. And that's what you should be looking at doing as a creator. But the only way you're going to do that is by being consistent and showing up over and over and over and over and over again for years. It's as simple as that. Nobody has ever been awful at anything if they practice it every single day, they show up every single day and challenge themselves to improve. You'll get good. You will be good. You will eventually build that audience you want to build. It may not happen as quickly as you think it might, but you'll get there if you stay consistent and constantly push yourself to get better. That is how you build trust and authority. Time, consistency, showing results, engaging with your audience, creating video content, showing your personality, showing up. I could list a bunch of things off, but what I've mentioned today are some of the most important things. So please make sure that you are doing them all. Now, if you got any value at all from today's podcast episode and you want to receive even more value from me for free, there are two more things you can actually do. The first being downloading my free complete guide to success on Instagram ebook. It's 83 pages. It took me over a month to write, and it will probably be the best free resource you've downloaded in a long time, if not forever. So the link to that will be the first one in the show notes. And the next thing you need to do is go and apply to join the private social media marketing school Facebook group. It's exclusive. There are entry questions. I will only let people in that I feel as if can benefit the group and fit the needs of that group. But that's not to say you won't get let in, and no hard feelings if you don't. But inside that, I will do live Q&As every now and again. I might even release a podcast episode or two early in there. And there are free mini trainings and just extra value from me and other community members. So that will also be in the show notes. Two links. First one, the ebook. Second one, the Facebook group. So I hope you get value from the free ebook, and I hope to see you inside the Facebook group. Now, that does wrap up today's podcast episode. But if you want to hear more from the podcast, make sure you've hit that subscribe button or that follow button, depending on what platform you are listening on. That way, you are never going to miss an episode when I post one. But if you are listening on Apple Podcasts and you did enjoy what you heard today, I would really, really appreciate if you head over to the show page, scroll to the bottom, and leave the podcast a 5-star rating and review. I cannot even begin to tell you just how much that helps me. And if you do, please take a screenshot of that review, send it to me on Instagram, and I will give you a shout out on my story as a thank you. But if you've got any questions with regards to anything that I have mentioned in today's episode, be sure to reach out to me on Instagram at @TheEthanBridge. Send me a DM and I'll make sure I get back to you no matter what. But if you have made it to this point in the episode, I just want to finish off by saying thank you all for tuning in, and I will see you in the next one.